Hey guys and girls, what is up? Welcome to Behind the Sign Acting Advice. My name is Jesse Daly, and I really appreciate all of you listening to my podcast. I have worked in the entertainment industry for about 12 years, working in TV, film, commercials, voiceovers, print modeling, all that fun stuff. And my goal on my podcast is to share some of the things I've learned with all of you, and also to meet new friends on this podcast space. So my topic today is having to do with taking one area of the entertainment business at a time. So I just mentioned, you know, that I've worked in TV, film, all that stuff, but it's really, really important, guys and girls, to take each area one at a time. Because let's say you're starting out, okay, and you're thinking, I just want to do everything. I want to be on TV. I want to be in movies. I want to be on the radio. I want to be a model. You know, that's great, and you should do that. You should do all those things. Follow your dreams. However, you will very quickly find that not only will you feel overwhelmed, but it will be counterproductive to try to, you know, do everything all at once, like throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. Take one thing at a time. Take one area at a time. For example, let's say you are interested in working in film, okay? Make a list, either on your phone or on your computer, or just good old-fashioned pen and paper. Make a list of genres of film, you know, comedy, horror, romance, that sort of thing. And determine where you would like to focus at first. Let's say you want to work in like thrillers. Or action films. It doesn't mean you're not going to work in comedy, but there are specific casting directors and networks that are all about certain genres, right? So, for example, like Hallmark Channel, okay? At Christmas time, you know how many of those movies that Hallmark Channel does for Christmas, and they're all mostly happy-go-lucky feeling, nice feeling movies about the holidays. Well, you know, research who is casting those films, who is producing them, you know. Go after, target those casting directors, those directors, those producers, and then have a conversation with your talent agent or your manager about, you know, that being a focus. I had a desire to want to play a role in the medical TV shows, which, by the way, there's a lot of them. And I ended up having a great time working on one of the daytime soap operas as a doctor. and that was because I hyper-focused on a specific area and then went after it. Same is true with commercials and TV shows. It's, you know, if you can make a list of where you want to work and then hyper-focus on those areas and reach out to the individuals, even fellow actors who are working in that space, you're going to see results. For example, there are so many horror films that are on, you know, like the streaming services. There's a ton of them. And you'll notice that the actors that are in those films are working in a lot of those films. So that's a perfect example. Reach out to those people, those production companies, and you'll find that it will be way less overwhelming than trying to do everything all at once. Also, as I mentioned, with an agent or manager, if you have one right now. If you don't, listen to one of my podcasts in the one of my previous podcasts that it'll help you to get a talent or agent or manager. Talk to them about who they know within these spaces. You know, for example, the daytime soaps, they're still going. they're doing well. So ask your agent or manager if they can call up one of the casting directors of one of these shows, or if they've got a connection. You know, if they're a good agent or manager, they're going to have a connection, or they're going to have an actor on their roster that has worked on, you know, one of the you know, top shows at the moment. This is just my point is that being hyper specific about targeting what you want to do and the space you want to work in is going to help you see results sooner than later. It does not mean that you're going to get typecast into one thing. I'm not saying that at all. And by the way, even if you did, like, that's not a bad thing. You know, if you're known as like the guy who plays on all the Hallmark movies, you're making damn good money, you know, Stephanie Courtney, who plays Flo on the Progressive commercials. She's a really nice person. I've gotten to meet her and work with her before. Really, really, really genuinely kind actress and person. And she's a great actress. And, you know, she's in a lot of ways known as Flo, the Progressive girl, but she's done a great job with that. It's not a bad thing to get into a role or to be typecast if that happens. It doesn't always happen. You might play tons of different things and tons of different roles, but your goal, you know, should just be to work. You know, it's so hard to get a gig as an actor, and we all know that, but your goal should be to get that gig and live it up, you know, have fun with it. So be specific, target one area at a time. You know, I did this with commercials. I reached out to so many commercial casting directors, and then, you know, I moved on to primetime casting directors. Some of these casting directors do a lot, but some of them, you know, a lot of different projects, but a lot of people specifically just do like commercials or film, horror film. You know, they focus on like one area. So take one thing at a time, have fun, be yourself, go get it. You have what it takes. A big truck is going by, so I'm going to end this. And just keep reminding yourselves that you're super awesome and unique. Please follow me at JesseDaily47 on Instagram and my YouTube at Jesse Daily or youtube.com/JesseDaily. And I'll talk to you soon.